USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the federal funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%.
The summer's surge in COVID cases from the Delta variant has held back the recovery in the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell noting supply chain disruptions and bottlenecks and told reporters that is helping to fuel higher inflation. Powell is optimistic that inflation will start turning around next year. The top House Republican is warning Democrats they may lose dozens of seats next year.
It'll be more than 70 Democrats that will be competitive. There's many that are going to lose their races based upon walking off a cliff from Nancy Pelosi pushing them.
California's Kevin McCarthy at his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
On Capitol Hill, moderate and progressive Democrats are still trying to find compromise on the budget reconciliation bills, with moderates hesitant to vote until the text and price tag are finalized. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew joins Fox Business and says he does not believe the bill needs to be passed at all.
That particular bill is something that I think is something that shouldn't happen. And I don't want to have anything to do with that bill because it's going to spend much too much money on many things that we don't need.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing to say she will not bring the bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor until there are enough votes to pass the budget reconciliation bill. The first coronavirus vaccine for kids as young as 5 is ready to go. Parents can start making appointments starting on Wednesday after the CDC signed off on Pfizer's vaccine Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The United States still reporting around 1,400 daily deaths from coronavirus, but that number has been cut by one-third when compared to the peak of more than 2,000 deaths per day back on September 22nd. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC he believes sooner rather than later things will be getting back to normal.
By Thanksgiving, we'll probably be through most of this Delta wave. And on the back end of this, prevalence could be pretty low. We could see, 10 to 15 cases per 100,000 people per day on the back end of this Delta wave. And in infection levels will drop even lower as we head into the spring. So I think when you're reaching those levels, you're starting to think about lifting all these mask mandates. That we're certainly going to be at that point probably sometime at or shortly after Thanksgiving, after this Delta wave has coursed its way through the population. Look at the South right now. The South, you look at states like Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, which had devastating Delta waves, they're down to about 10 cases per 100,000 people per day or less down there. That's close to levels we were at last summer. So those are pretty low levels. The prevalence is pretty low, so your chances of coming into contact with this virus is pretty low in those states right now. I think we're at those levels nationally, and we probably will be there at some point this winter. I think at that point, you're looking at lifting this mitigation. It's going to be hard for some parts of the country. People have gotten accustomed to the precautions, and it's going to be hard for us to go back to interacting normally again, but we're going to have to figure out how to live with this virus. It's not going away.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.